News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that a federal judge in San Francisco Monday issued a ruling temporarily barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally.
Legal groups sued hours after President Trump issued a proclamation denying asylum to most border crossers unless they entered through an official crossing. The groups argued U.S. law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the country.
AP's Julie Walker reporting. Three men have been arrested on suspicion of plotting a mass-killing terror attack in Australia's second biggest city, Melbourne. The men, aged between 21 and 30, were detained in counterterrorism raids earlier Tuesday. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports that investigators believe the three men had been inspired by the group calling itself Islamic State.
The counterterrorism raids came as thousands of people prepared to attend a state funeral for a restaurant owner who was stabbed by an Islamic State-inspired attacker in Melbourne on November 9. The suspect died after being shot by police. Earlier this month, three men were found guilty of conspiring to carry out a terror attack in Melbourne during Christmas festivities in 2016. Federal agencies say 90 people have been charged in connection with 40 counter-terrorism investigations across Australia since September 2014. The national terror threat level remains at probable. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping visited the Philippines Tuesday to further gain strategically with President Rodrigo Duterte. Xi's visit comes 2 years after the maverick Duterte declared he was reorienting his foreign policy away from longtime ally the United States toward China. This is VOA News. The Trump administration says it is fully restoring CNN reporter Jim Acosta's White House credentials, but is also warning him to be careful. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's an abrupt shift for the administration, which had said it would seek in 2 weeks to keep Acosta out of the White House after a judge's temporary order allowing him here expired. The administration's telling Acosta his badge could be threatened again if he and other reporters don't follow new rules for news conferences. They include limiting each reporter to one question, with follow-ups at the president's discretion. CNN is claiming victory and says the suit it filed when Acosta's pass was revoked following a presidential news conference dust-up is no longer necessary. Sagar Magani at the White House.
France protesters are engaging in another round of protests this Tuesday against a hike in fuel prices linked to government environmental policies. About 20,000 people turned out Monday to block oil depots, roads, and gas stations. Nearly 300,000 protested Saturday, and organizers are again calling for mass demonstrations November 24th if President Emmanuel Macron's government does not agree to remove the taxes that are due to push fuel prices even higher in coming years. The protests also reflect broader dissatisfaction with the French economy and perceptions that households have less spending power. Some critics have labeled Macron as president of the rich. Shares in automakers Nissan, Mitsubishi, and Renault fell sharply Tuesday after the arrest of the executive Carlos Ghosn on allegations of significant acts of financial misconduct. All three firms are considering replacing him as chairman. Nissan is one of the world's biggest automakers and said Ghosn falsified reports about his compensation over many years and that its internal investigation also found he had used company assets for personal purposes. Japanese media reported that Ghosn is being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors suspected of failing to report millions of dollars in income. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to review a full report from his administration this Tuesday about the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last month. Multiple U.S. news agencies have cited U.S. intelligence officials, saying the Central Intelligence Agency concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman actually ordered that killing. State Department said publicly Saturday no final conclusions had been reached, and Saudi officials have denied the Crown Prince had anything to do with Khashoggi's killing. And President Trump has called reports blaming the Crown Prince as premature. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.